All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Get Real.
Yo.
Hosted by Peniel of B2B.
BM of Card.
And I think everyone already knows that we shoot like a few episodes at once now, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
What's
so,
the
yeah,
point of bringing different clothes?
Ashley still isn't here, guys.
Fine.
So yes. Anyways. We're just changing our clothes, all right, guys? You know how annoying that is?
Exposed.
I don't have a duffel bag.
Same pants.
But yeah, anyway, and then of course we've got our guest, PH1.
Yo, yo. Yes,
up,
sir.
All right. And yes, we are going to be getting honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
Yeah. And today we are going to be talking about spirituality.
Oh.
All right. I feel like before we start though, this could be a sensitive topic. So, you know, everyone believes or they don't believe mm-hmm. and they have their own beliefs. So, we're going to be talking about our beliefs probably from our perspective. So, respect to all religions. Anyways, spirituality. Has it always been an important part of our lives? Or have we become more spiritual as adults? Growing up, what was our experience with spirituality? Shout out to Korean church retreats.
Woohoo!
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember those.
All right. And yeah, so how do we feel in touch with our spirituality? And what does that even mean to us? All right. If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods.
Yo.
All right. Also, remember to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Yo.
Make sure to leave a 5-star review and a good review only. No hate comments. Yes. On Apple Podcasts. So yes, so more people can know about our awesome show and more people can join us.
Yo.
All right. Let's get started.
Let's do it.
Do you guys consider yourselves spiritual people?
Define spiritual people.
Well, yeah. Did I get this wrong? Is religious and spiritual different?
Yeah, spiritual is more of a bigger umbrella of the thing. And then you have religions under spirituality. I guess.
Okay. I don't think I'm like a super spiritual person then. I don't know. Are you guys?
What would be an example of a very spiritual person? Because I mean, I feel like I do believe. I'm a believer. And I do keep… I try to keep it in mind as far as like… You know… Where my morals are at.
Right.
And you know, what I want to… What type of person I want to be. It does base on my religion and how I want to be spiritually as a person.
You mean like but you have a religion or you have your own like set of standards?
I have a religion.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a religion. Okay.
So I think we're religious but not spiritual. Or are we spiritual? I don't know. It's kind
of… This is a very wide topic. What would be an example of a very spiritual person?
Maybe somebody who does yoga and then… somebody who believes the existence of like, body and spirit and the harmony between those two and you having control over your spirit…
Right.
Can affect your body and your mental…
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people that are always like, peace of mind.
Yeah, because like that doesn't mean they have religions.
It's right,
like,
right.
They're just spiritual.
Right.
If you put it like that, then yes. I feel like I could consider myself a spiritual person. Because I feel like a lot of it… I don't know if this is correct. But I'm big on energy. You know what I mean? Like
feng shui?
Not really. More like that. More
like
type of
weights.
What type of like soul wise? Like what type of soul are you? You know?
Vibe.
What type of souls
vibe.
Are there?
Vibe is another word for it. It could be another word for it, I think.
Okay.
So…
It is hard.
I feel like vibe could be like the 2020 version of spirit. Kinda, almost. Like… What you see in a person, the type of like person they are and like what they are inside.
Uh-huh.
That's where vibe comes from, I feel like. You know?
I guess.
Like what type of vibe they got. So…
Spiritual. I guess I'm pretty spiritual then because, I grew up as a Christian and then they say predestination is real. So,
yeah.
I guess, you know, I was just kind of grown up to believe like predestination, like destiny, fate, like all that. So
you know what's crazy though? you know how it says predestination is real.
Yeah.
But it also says free will
is real too.
So it's like, that's it's confusing. Written, but you chose it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's crazy. So at the end of the day, like, even though it's still pre-written, it's still like you choosing, you know, your choices dictating where you're going to end up. Mm. Yeah. So I feel like that's crazy.
I guess in like some ways I'm spiritual, in some ways I'm not. Mm. Like, I don't really know if there's like a soulmate out there, you know? Mm. Like, I don't know if I believe in that.
Yeah, like, same here.
I gotta find my soulmate.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put it into like relationship terms, I feel like, man, relationship is just a nonstop, you know, continuously working towards having a good relation. There's no, I feel like there could be, but I don't know if there's one couple out there that hasn't had some type of conflict or disagreement. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, do you believe in soulmate?
No. No. I think we're kind of like getting off topic again. But let's talk about maybe believing in a higher being.
Okay.
Yeah. We all grew up… I mean, from the last episode… it seems like we all grew up in a Christian household, right?
Yeah, I'm Christian. Yeah. So I believe in God. Yeah. But other people that are not Christian or maybe, you know, whatever…
Even atheists maybe. Yeah.
They could also at the same time believe that there's like… A higher being. Isn't there a word for that?
Like, they don't know what it is, but they believe that there is some type of like a higher being.
Probably agnostic.
Oh, agnostic. There we go. Yeah, agnostic. Yeah, 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 agnostic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's I mean,
I think I for sure believe, you know, in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that I do, besides the fact that I've been raised in a Christian household, is that I was watching some video of scientists talking, and I forget where I watched it, but they were saying every scientist, that the scientist I was watching, quote unquote, said every scientist, every real and every, you know, scientist that's really into science, they all believe there is a higher being, because the chances of humans just
the bodies and cells and the anatomy,
just DNA in general,
yeah,
to come out of nothing, the chances is one to like the trillionth times the trillionth power.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, whatever you feel like the higher power is, you know, that's on you to choose what you believe. If you don't believe it, that's all good.
That's good too. But I mean, we all grew up in a Christian household, and I feel like most Korean Americans, they kind of grow up in like a Christian.
It's
like,
pretty
right,
common.
Right?
Yeah,
you're just kind of born into Christianity. Yeah. I feel like
it's a very common household religion.
How was that for you guys?
For me, I don't know if I would consider myself a super like religious person, but I am a proud Christian. And you know, I'm not a perfect Christian.
I mean, but there's no such thing.
But you know, back in Long Island, when I used to, so my entire circle of friends were from church. So it was my church friends that I just
hung out with,
spent my time with. So I was very very active in church.
Okay.
Back then, but me moving out to Korea and leaving all my church community there, it kind of like made me kind of steer away just a little bit. You know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah.
So I guess at this point in my life, I'm just trying to kind of like find my way back into that path.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely a journey right now for me.
For sure.
Especially in this entertainment business, it's lot of like, you know, quote unquote worldly business.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I first left the States, I swore to myself and made a promise to God. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna do it for you.
Right. Okay.
But over time, it's not as easy as you think.
Yeah.
You come into temptation. For sure. You come into making compromises.
Every day.
Yeah, for success, for money, for fame, you know?
Yeah, every day.
So yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at right now. But I do believe in God And I do believe that He has a plan for me and He got my back. So I'm not worried. But at the same time, I don't feel like I'm… I feel like I need to…
Step it up a little bit.
Yeah, get back on track.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think…
I feel that.
I'm on like a similar boat as you. Like I grew up… I was like born into a Christian family. I think up till like maybe like middle school, like I hung out with like school friends, but I think starting like around middle school, maybe like late elementary, like early middle school, I think that's when I started hanging out with church friends more too. And then, so it would literally be like I go to school and I come home and I would hit up like my church friends.
And kick it with them.
Yeah, I would hang out with them. And then, like I said, it's like every Friday and Sunday we went to church. So I would like do that with them.
Friday night service.
Sunday morning service. So we would always like hang out before church service on Fridays and then go together. And then Sundays it would be like hang out afterwards. And then, you know, we would go to retreats and like all that stuff together.
Yo, them retreats were… those were crazy.
Those retreats are like super fun. And then, and like sometimes like… they would like call it a retreat, but it wasn't really a retreat. Like they would like the pastor would just take us like skiing or like snowboarding or something, you know. So like I was like, all right, like I'm down for this though. But you know, that was like my main like childhood like friend circle for me too. And then like I used to be part of like the praise band and everything too.
Oh,
like,
you were?
Yeah,
that was a question I was gonna ask. Was anyone a part? Oh, you were.
Me too.
You?
Drums.
Oh, dang.
Snap. Yeah. Okay.
You?
Guitar.
Yo, we could start a band right now.
Hey,
or rap on it.
I'll rap. I can't sing bro.
Well, I mean, you're learning MIDI, right? Are you in the keyboard? No.
I can't play in real time.
Okay.
Hey, I'll have it ready.
Okay, there you go. It's going to be the most lit service ever.
Yeah, bro. Give me a mic one time.
But… it was like same for me. Like I came to Korea and then it was mainly… I didn't know where to find the English speaking church at first. So I would go to like Korean churches but I don't understand anything. So I would end up… it would just be like nap time for me. I would like go and then like I would fall asleep and then like I hear like amen and I'm like what? Oh, we're done.
Great service, guys. Great service.
And then I feel like I kind of strayed away too. But recently… like Matthew comes too, but we started like this Bible study thing because we found a church that we really liked, but then and it's like English service, but then because of Corona, you know, you can't go to church. So then they we started like a small Bible study with our group of friends. And then we're just doing that right now, and I feel like that's helped me definitely kind of like at least try to kind of get back. A lot for sure. So you can come through if you want.
We get deep in the text.
Oh yeah.
And what's crazy is the guy Abe who leads it, he's a fact type of guy. He's like, if I don't have the facts, then I don't care. Man.
Just by his name.
Incredible. Abraham.
No, these like Christian church leaders always be named like Abe. Ezekiel. I already know.
But yeah, he's a great guy and he leads it. But yeah, there's a lot we cover and there's a lot we get across. But it's definitely helpful in faith too.
Okay. That's where I'm at kind of right now, religiously. What about you?
I feel like I'm the same too. I mean, like, you know, what you're taught in religion, in obviously there is, everyone knows the punishments that come from if you do this and that. I always try to keep it in mind because it does. My whole thing is what I learn through the Bible and what it teaches is like, pretty much be a good person. You know, love your enemies. Share what you have.
Be compassionate.
Be compassionate. You know, look out for people. Love your family. Love your neighbors. You know, all that good stuff. Pretty much, if the world all moved according to the Bible, it'd be heaven on earth. So, I mean, you know, with that… But as a human being, we can't. We have our natural human, you know, and stuff.
We're born into sin.
Jealousy, you know, like or whatever sin there is, it's just natural for us to be tempted by all that stuff. So
yeah,
at the end of the day, for me, it's just like this, like try to live by what it teaches. And I feel like I believe that's kind of, you know, where it hits along the lines of being a good person. Mm. So
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, being a nice spirit.
Do you guys think like your past like church experiences or anything kind of shaped like your perspectives or like how you kind of think about stuff on a daily basis like these days, you think? Or like how you make your like choices or anything?
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah. Even though like I might not be thinking like maybe like today, oh, I should go to Get Real and maybe have this like Christian influence when I speak. I might not think that way. Like, I make decisions, even nowadays, I try to do it the right way. You know, like I don't try to like quote unquote sell my soul to the business.
No devil contracts or anything.
Stuff like that. And I try to just, like you said, just be a good person.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was taught in church, you know, by Jesus, by, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that comes when I write lyrics.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll be writing like hard and like I'll be like, damn, this is hard. But it's so not Christian. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about that. And I shouldn't be, you know. Yeah. But the lyrics are so good. I'm feeling my hard right now. I'm like spitting it. The delivery's there. And
no,
man,
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that too. I guess. Like sometimes I'm just like, should I be releasing music like this? I don't know.
That's why like I made a promise to myself not to write any cuss words in my lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you said that last
time.
But
as a rapper, sometimes when you're writing like a hard verse,
man,
sometimes I just want to put it
because those just make
like sonically sometimes it just sounds better.
Yeah, it does.
F word and you know like
it adds aggression.
Yeah.
But, it does for sure.
Yeah. That's when I just stopped myself. Just like, oh.
Dang, I should
what
try
would
doing
Jesus
that.
Do?
Yeah.
I should try doing that.
But I mean, the spirit of just hip hop and rap in general is… They're so
got a little bit of aggressive. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, prayer is definitely something that I still do. Not as often.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I'm confronted by some… I don't know, like stressful event. Or decision-making time.
Mm-hmm.
I force myself to really just be by myself and pray because I have no knowledge and no wisdom about this life.
Right, in my opinion.
Like I don't know anything. So I ask him and hopefully he'll, you know, work through me and
Right.
help me make a good decision.
Yeah.
And it's been working so far.
Yeah. He brought you out to Korea.
And just looking back at my own freaking crazy life, I know he worked through me and he's opened doors in such a crazy way that I can't deny his presence. And this is my personal experience. I'm not forcing this upon you guys.
Of course.
I believe I'm a living testimony of his work.
For sure.
Can I get it?
Preach.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Amen. Preach.
Yeah. Do you do anything besides like our Bible studies or anything like that?
Because
I know you read by yourself sometimes.
I read by myself.
Right?
That's probably I try to at least keep it to once a week.
Mm. Really?
Just even if it's just like literally like this much.
Yeah.
Even though like sometimes I don't even understand or know what I'm reading, I just try to read it and then I just pray like, you know.
Like help me understand or something.
Yeah. Or try to like… I have this thing. You know what I used to do? I used to just be like… God send me a sign. open the Bible and be like…
I'd
read
and
it.
And it's about like… Oh, three people died.
Like, oh no.
Dude, there were times where like… Literally I had no idea what it meant. So I read to like the next three pages. And I'm like… No sign today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do like… Try to stay connected, you know, by doing that or, you know, by praying. I think one big thing is I always try to pray for others.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that really keeps me close. Like try to pay attention. have a little sympathy or empathy, a little bit of compassion for people that have it a little worse than me. And I feel like stuff like that not only keeps me closer to God, but it also helps me kind of be not only, you know, empathetic and think of others, but have a grateful life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like thinking and worrying for others and praying for others kind of helps me be like, oh shoot, okay, those aren't my problems. Someone's going through those problems. That's crazy. That's crazy. I should be thankful. Like I'm not going through that. So,
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's a lot of positivity that comes from being, you know, religious or spiritual.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I try to practice that as much as I can.
I should get back on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. You guys want to hear a crazy story?
Oh.
It's kind of long. I'll try to shorten it up.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know if I told you.
I think you told me.
I might have told you. Yeah, so, yeah. When I was a trainee… 2 years… Three years prior to debuting… I had this dream. I died in my dream, right? And then… it was just so real. Like… bombs were just flying down. I was on a beach. Boom. One hit me. Bah! I'm dead. Dude. I'm sitting like… in like a… like a… like just with my legs folded. And I just… I'm just crying. Like oh shit. Like I'm about to go to hell, bro. I'm… Right, what did I do to deserve to go to heaven? I'm about to go to hell. So I'm crying like crazy, right? And then I hear what I felt at the time was God's voice. Mm. And then God told me, read Daniel chapter 2 verse 19. I think that's what it was. And then I was like, oh snap. God, I ain't trying to go to hell. I didn't even think about that at the second. I was like, I ain't trying to go to hell. God, please let me go to heaven. Please, I'll be good now. You know, like… I know I made a lot of mistakes, but please. And then like… I was crying like crazy. Talking to me. I was like, boom. I woke up. And I was just like, oh snap. It was just a dream. All right. I thought I was in front of the gate, bro. You know?
Yeah.
So… I was just chilling. I went to my living room. And I was just like… oh, that was a crazy dream. Like… you guys ever get those? Where you're just like… oh, damn. That was a crazy dream. You know? Like, that was what it was. Yeah, like…
I've never got one of those
dreams. I'm alive. And I was just like, oh. And I opened my Bible and I turned to that verse. And the title of that verse was King Nebuchadnezzar's Dream. Mm. And I didn't know what… I read all of it. I was like, I don't know what this means. So I asked a church friend. I was like, yo. Her name's Deanie. I asked Deanie. I was like, yo, do you know what this means? I had a dream and God told me to look at this. And she was like, oh, I think, you know… Don't take it, you know, 100% from me. But I think… it means God's trying to make you a king of something. Mm. That could be, you know, in K-pop. That could be in what field you're doing. I don't know. That's just how I see it. And I was like, cool. Boom. went along with my everyday life, you know, training and doing whatever. 3 years later, after like I went through a whole bunch of like crazy stress and like a bunch of different stuff. I go to my tip and I'm like, hey, I need to leave the company. I need to get out. I need to start making money. I need to do this and that. Mind you, I was doing like a bunch of alba at the time, not knowing what the hell I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And she was like, give me 2 months. 2 months later, you're debuting. I was like, oh, okay, tight. She was like, the group name is Card. Card? That's weird. And they're like, each letter has a thing. And then like, they were like, okay, King Card, Ace Card, Joker Card, Hidden Card. And I was like, damn, I want to be King so bad. Boom. BM is King. Ah, I'm king. Tight. I hit up my mom. I'm like, mom, guess what? I'm king. And then she was like, have you hit up Deanie recently? And I was like, whoa. I just got like goosebumps everywhere. Because I felt like that… the chances of that happening…
Yeah.
God coming in my dream telling me to read this verse. I have that verse depicted by a friend telling me that I'm going to be a king somewhere in K-pop maybe. 3 years later I debut as a King Card. Like that's like…
Yes sir.
That's something where it's like… no matter how far I go… oh wait. But I had that experience. You know what I mean? So spiritually and religiously like… that's something that doesn't let me… turn away completely, you know?
Yeah.
I'll have like one of these and be like, oh snap, God, my bad, you know? Like,
that's like a new dance.
Like,
I'm sorry.
2021, challenge.
I'm back, guys, you know? So that's one of my testimonies, you know? Mm. Just that experience in itself was just, it's so crazy to me. And like, I hit up Deanie, I was like, yo, dude, I'm the King Card. She's like, yeah. I was like, damn. Crazy. And like to this day, it's still something where every time I tell this story, I still get goosebumps like the day I first was told
I'm sure.
I was going to be King Kart.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
So, you know, the chances.
Yeah.
You're in your subconscious, you know.
Yeah.
I can't tell my own subconscious that a verse from a Bible that I've only opened like not too many times in my life. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
You know.
That's crazy.
Dang.
Doesn't let me go back. It doesn't let me turn away.
Yeah.
I always come back to it.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that?
No, but I've had… My mom's super religious.
Yeah.
She's constantly praying for me.
Mm.
And when I decided to move out to Korea… She kept having dreams and she kept finding verses that were like… Just so… About my situation.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. About like… what's it like… I forget. But it was like, I think it was like,
it was one of them so was like, crazy.
I think it's just like,
yeah, don't
yeah, just biblical people leaving their home
to do
God's work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
God just enabling them through the journey.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
my mom
okay.
kept getting those kind of verses and she kept sharing it to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of stories like that though in the Bible. So yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I don't really know if I had like a… kind of like
a defining moment type
experience.
Thing.
But then, from the Bible studies, actually, like one of the verses that I really liked, it was like, I think someone asked like a lady if she believed. It might have been Jesus asking the lady directly. And
was
then,
it the white cloth one where she touched the white cloth? Oh, no, that might have been something else.
Was it? I don't know. But she said, like, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
And then that kind of stuck with me because, like after I moved to Korea, you know how I said I kind of like straight off.
Yeah.
And I kind of started like thinking, like I was like, man, like is all this real? Like you know, and I kind of started like doubting a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just like, man, like I don't know, like if I die, like is there a heaven or is like or is it just the end of my life? Like, am I just gonna become dust in the ground?
Yeah.
Or I don't know, you could become like a tree or something these days too, I guess. But like I was like. Like, what's gonna happen, like, after I die? And then I was kind of like, you know, like, I was going like back and forth with my faith. I was like, no, but I do believe.
Yeah.
That's the devil, like, playing with my mind.
Yeah.
And then, like, next second, I was like, but is it? Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
Is it? But then that verse, I was kind of just like, okay, like, you know, like, I'm sure there's a lot of people in a similar position as me. Like,
they definitely believe,
but then, like,
yeah.
Their unbelief is like… It's just like they need help with that.
Mm.
So then that verse kind of like stuck out to me.
Nice.
Recently.
Nice.
So yeah. That's… Yeah.
It's like one of those like… Devil on this shoulder. And like
yeah. I'm just
on
like…
On this
like,
shoulder. Like… Nah.
Yeah. One thing that helps me… on a more real… Applicable… situations…
Mm-hmm.
Is me when I'm… Backstage and I'm like about to go up.
Ooh.
And I get super nervous, you know.
Oh yeah. Of course.
I'm nervous about people maybe judging how I look or how I sing or how I rap.
Okay.
Me forgetting lyrics, whatever.
Forgetting lyrics.
Yeah. That's a big thing for me. So I get super nervous.
Mm.
And what I do every time, and it helps me, is I tell myself and I do a quick prayer saying, God, I'm not gonna do this for anyone. In the crowd.
Right.
This is just for you.
Yeah.
If you're happy watching me, I don't care if I mess up. I don't care. Whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then that helps me.
Nice. Yeah.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
I do that too though.
Yeah.
Before like a big performance or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I was kind of like getting like lyrics like mixed up or something. I was like, oh shoot. Like what was that? I was like… All right, okay. I shouldn't like focus on that right now. Like, let me do like a quick prayer, and then like I'll do like a quick prayer and stuff too.
Yeah.
Or like before like a big stage, like a concert or something.
Yeah.
Like you know how they always like put you up on the lift, like.
Yeah. Oh
like,
yeah.
I'll, like before the lift goes up, I'll do like a quick prayer or something too.
It's like as you're lifting.
Yeah.
If I'm about to have a very deep conversation or a serious conversation with a friend because we're having like a relationship problem, whatever.
Right.
Before and on the way meeting that person,
I do
a quick prayer saying, please be present during this conversation our relationship can be mended.
Right. Okay.
And then 10 times out of 10 times, it went well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, every time I pray, it's like, God, please make sure I don't break nothing off the I ain't trying to break my back. I ain't trying to break, you know, my legs. I'll be doing some crazy stuff on stage, bro. I'll be like going on like a 10-foot speaker and just like doing like the Travis Scott thing.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I feel like we all have our… Would you call it a ritual?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's a ritual.
Right, yeah. Like
prayer.
That kind of helps us calm down too.
Mm. Yeah, we're getting deep.
Yeah, it's getting deep.
Yeah.
It went a lot deeper than I thought. I thought we were just going to like… Kind of like, you know…
Dance around it a little bit.
But we went… All right.
This is deep. Get diving. Real. Get real podcast.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Get real.
Real, real.
We getting real.
Real.
Anyways, yes. Moving to mail time. Transition. All right. We found some people having issues on Reddit and Discord related to our topic. So… Let's see if we can offer any insight. All right. The first one is from user Gabby Martina. Is that Gabby? I think that's Gabby.
Yeah,
Gabby Martina.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, guys? My question is, do you believe everything happens for a reason? I recently lost an opportunity to be hired as a video editor, but my mom and my friends have been saying the same thing. There's always going to be something better. I'm just really confused at this point because I've lost several opportunities. I've always tried to keep the everything happens for a reason mindset. But lately, I'm not so sure anymore. But you know, they do say that you don't lose until you quit. So if you really want to be a video editor, I think, you know, there's always going to be something better. Then maybe there is. Maybe. No one knows. So just keep trying. If you really want to be a video editor, I think you should just keep trying to put your resume or… I don't know what… Do video editors do resumes? Portfolios. Yes. You know, just keep trying to make content. Keep building up your portfolio and then just keep going around and just try to find something, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I agree 100% with your mom and your friends when they say there's always going to be something better.
Yeah.
That's something I could agree with. In my life, every time something like this happens where I feel like this, that you know how they say there's always going to be something better? That something better hits me when I least expect it. King card, like what the… I was like, what? You know, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Right.
You know, so I feel like…
Yeah, you were trying to get out of the company.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy, you know. I feel like, you know… Well, that's just from my personal experience, but I feel like a lot of people can relate to that as well. I mean, a lot of things come out of… Opportunities come from like the most surprising places. So I feel like just keep doing you, keep grinding. And you know, like Peniel was saying, keep like one-upping the game and you know… Yeah,
also,
get that portfolio.
That's something better is sometimes not what I want.
For sure.
For example, in this case, something better in the future might not be a job as a video editor.
Maybe something else.
You might be the best trainer on earth.
Something totally different.
It might be.
You never know.
But
if they're super like into video editing, like that's their like passion right now. I don't think they should like give it up, but you know, just in case, like you said.
But yeah, I think the most important thing at this moment is for her, is it her? Her to be stay positive and have that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Where this is not the end. It's just like just things happening in life. You know?
So yeah, like unless you give up, it's not losing.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah, just keep doing it. But like you said too, like PH1 said too, I think just in case. You know, there might be other careers that are meant for you or whatever. Yeah. That's the better option, you know. I think you could try exploring too.
Yeah.
Like not seriously in the beginning. Like you could just kind of pick it up as a hobby or something at first too.
Because I was trying to go to dental school.
Yeah,
and
you were dental.
My score on the DATs weren't that good. So I kept like considering myself as a failure. I was like, oh God, why are you doing this to me? Please. Bro, look at me now. Like I'm a rapper in Korea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah. I mean… I didn't know I was going to be in Korea.
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to be in Korea?
Hell no. I couldn't speak Korean, bro.
Korean was awful. Yeah. Like I've never danced, sang, rapped. Like anything like in my life.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, come out to Korea. I was like, all right, I'll try it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Just, never know.
Yeah, keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind.
But also don't give up.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, all right. Next one is from the user Chowder138. Oh, that sounds good.
Clam chowder. I love clam chowder.
The one in the bread bowl or whatever. Oh. You know,
it's fire.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
All right. Anyone else hate the greet one another part of church? Every church I've been to does it and I dread it. Yes, I'd like to meet these people. No, I'd rather not be forced to. I'd really rather not greet the few people I know and then stand around like an idiot while I wait for everyone else. Any tips on how not to be awkward at church? Am I alone here? I can't be, right?
Wait, they said greet everyone? You got to greet everyone, she said?
Yeah. They have this thing where like before the sermon starts, like, okay, everybody stand up and greet at least five people.
You know? Say good morning to your left or right.
I'm completely with Chowder right here. Yeah. Man, I'm always the one standing awkwardly, like I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, hi.
So I sit down.
Literally it's like to the two people like right next to me, I'll be like, good morning. And I'm like, and I just like sit down. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, I get that.
I never understood why they made you do that either.
I think they're just trying to get you to be like closer to everyone,
for like
maybe?
Communion,
like
maybe.
Communion?
I think so in my church where I went to, they didn't have it was more like if there's a new person that came for the first time, they would make them stand up by themselves and introduce themselves. You know what I mean?
The worst is when stop doing that. I'm gonna just say it right here.
The worst is when they bring them up to the podium and they're like, introduce yourself.
Snap, they did that, bro.
I'm like, hey,
but you know what the craziest part is? You know what the funniest part is? When I was a new person, I hated it. But every time there's a new person,
you like it?
The new guy.
Yo, that's an anxiety attack for introverts waiting to happen, man.
Oh no!
I'm gonna tell you right here, yo. You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna
lie. Because
like
the entire congregation looks back at the person that's sitting right there, and everybody like,
you almost hear
the welcome, Chan Young.
Yeah. You almost hear the heads.
I remember.
Oh man.
Because I used to be pretty introverted when I was in America.
Uh-huh.
I think I've learned to be like more comfortable and whatever, and I'm kind of extroverted now. I still have like introvert moments, but man, whenever I went to a new church and they did that, I was like, I'm never coming back here again.
This is the first time and this is the last time. But
I don't think I need to say hi because I'm not coming back. It's like, I hated that, but any tips on how not to be awkward? I don't know. I think just think of it this way. It's awkward for everyone.
It's not
just you. It's awkward for everyone. Yes. So
the answer to your question, no tips.
I don't think there's any tips.
No tips.
unless you're extremely extroverted.
Yeah.
I think it's awkward for everyone. I think, no, you are not alone. I don't think there's any tips.
Well, I'm just like picturing a super extroverted person standing up doing like a spin and be like, hello.
but every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like, hi guys, my name is… Well, nice to meet you guys. It's like, oh dang. It's like, alright. But
hey,
you know,
imagine that's the person that goes before you, like, and you're the new guy.
Yeah,
like,
and then you're the…
you know what I mean?
Yo, that's
She's
the
so
worst.
Bright, like, oh, hi.
That's the worst though. If you ever have to go, like, you know.
Sorry, we got no tips for you, Chowder.
Maybe… I'm getting mad anxious. Man, I don't know. Just be confident. I said that without any confidence.
Be confident.
I don't know. You know, a lot of people do the thing where they like imagine like the people aren't people. you know, like they imagine them as like potatoes or something. You know, or like ducks, like rubber ducks or something. Maybe try that. I don't know. I really don't have any helpful tips. Yeah. I'm just spitting anything out right now.
Me neither. That's a hard one. I feel like that's, you know, it's nerve-wracking for everyone. But it could definitely break the ice. You know, it definitely breaks the ice. Like, for other people to approach you and say what's up. So,
because there's always at least like 3 or 4 super extroverted people at church. So then after you get up and like you say hi after service, they'll probably come up. They'll be like, oh, like, hi, where are you from? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, so,
they might end up being one of your best friends too.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. But
if you're awkward, be awkward. Who cares? Hi. Just do it. Hi.
Hi. All right. Well, yes, it is already time to wrap up, guys. We got in pretty deep today.
That was a lot.
Yeah. I feel like we ended on a light note.
We did.
But I feel like the main topics, we got in pretty deep.
We got spiritual.
Yeah. But once again, guys, this is our beliefs. You know, we're not saying Christianity is the correct religion. Like, you have to believe it or whatever. Everyone has their own beliefs.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't believe. You know, it's each to their own.
Yeah. Completely okay.
So, yes. Anyways, hopefully no one got offended. If you did, suck it up. And yes, if you wish to stay updated on the show, our Instagram and Twitter is @TheDiveStudios and full episodes will be on youtube.com/divepods a few days after the audio release. Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. 5 stars only and good comments only. And yes, thank you everyone for listening and goodbye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.